Perdana Podcast, The Role of the Media. In this Toon Talks podcast, Dr. Mahathir says that although there are media licensing requirements in this country, if the government abuses its power by making use of that law to stifle opposition, the country will not do well.
The media obviously plays a very big role in our lives. If we are going to have a democracy that will be beneficial to the people, it is necessary that the people be given all kinds of information. Then people would be able to make a decision as to which one to believe. And when they choose, they are much more likely to make a correct decision than if they are fed only with one source of information. The vernacular papers, the Malay papers, the Chinese papers, and the Tamil papers, they are much more free than the English press for some reason or other. So, if you want to help develop the country, I think it's good if you read the vernacular papers also, and not the English papers only. They are likely to report more than is reported in the English press, English language press. But the important thing is to have many sources of information. Today, we live in a world where information is readily available, but there have been abuses. And if you care to access the internet, you can get all kinds of pornographic things. So you can see that information, when it is too free, can be abused. While we must uphold the freedom of the media, we must also remember that the media must be responsible. And the media can play a role in shaping the value system of a people. In very well-written articles, they can tell their readers that these are the things that needs to be done in order to develop the country. But the media has to make money. They are owned by certain people, and certain people have invested in the media, and they want to make money from the media. Telling people that you shouldn't be corrupt is something that is good for society, but it may not sell, and therefore you will not make money. What will make money? Well, today, violence and sex, this will make money. On TV, for example, you see nothing else except guns blazing away and killing a lot of people, gory scenes, and of course, to make things more interesting, there'll be pretty girls. The lesser they are clad, the better. In fact, if they're not wearing anything at all, it is even better. It will sell more. But in this country, at least, we feel there is a need to supervise, to ensure that the media does not become irresponsible. That is why there is a licensing law in this country. The government can take away your license, but the government cannot just take away your license for no reason. That, of course, is something that is very wrong. The provision is for ensuring that the media is responsible. But when the government becomes irresponsible and abuses the power that it has by stifling opposition, making use of the law in order to prevent people from speaking the truth, then of course the country would not do well at all. sometimes leaders are afraid that information might undermine their authority, and therefore they would try to stop information from being disseminated by the media. So the law that Malaysia has, which requires that the media should obtain licenses, can be used for the good of the country, for its development, for the law can be abused in order to perpetuate certain things, like the power of certain leaders, for example. I don't know whether when I was the Prime Minister, I used such authority in order to ensure that I remain Prime Minister for 22 years. I'm quite sure there are lots of people who are quite convinced that I did, but my conscience is clear. Many people say that in Malaysia we censor the newspapers. There are times perhaps when we need to suppress some news, and this imposes a very difficult choice for the government. And you have to suppress certain news because it may lead to disasters for the country. We find that in Malaysia there is a need for us to restrain people from talking or promoting racialism. This country has got three different races who are differentiated not just by ethnicity, but also by religion, language, culture, and most importantly, economic achievement. And it is a tinderbox in a way. All you have to do is to try and get people to feel envious and jealous of the other people and go at it over and over again, over prolonged period, then there will be animosities between the different races in this country, and obviously this country will not be politically stable. So we have to prevent that. That is why the media may have its license withdrawn if it is shown that the media was deliberately trying to cause racial tension within the country. What they are reporting may be quite true, but still, it is not wise. They have to restrain themselves from telling the truth, and we have what to instead to try and help stop this slide towards conflict between the different races. If they don't, then they are likely to lose their license in Malaysia. It is not so easy to just say there must be press freedom. That is not something that can be accepted because of the complexity of modern society, in which we would like to see good things happen. We believe in freedom of the press, but we also believe that there is a limit to that freedom. So everybody needs to restrain, both the government and the press, needs to restrain themselves, to be disciplined, and to think very carefully whether they are contributing towards the development of the nation, or they are merely thinking of their own interests. So the role of the media in modern society is very, very big and very, very important. We all need information in order to do anything in life. We need information because without information, we may do the wrong thing. the media can reach practically every individual in this country. It is a very powerful weapon. It can develop the country, it can also destroy the country.